Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and you're listening to Pop-Up Pirate Podcast, where each week I take a celebrity and we play a game of Pop-Up Pirate whilst asking them questions about their life. This week, we're joined by the one, the only, Liam Neeson. How are you?
Hello.
Well, so have you played Pop-Up Pirate before?
I have. It's the pirate game. We put the swords inside the pirate, innit?
And each sword you put in, I'll ask you a question about your life.
Okay.
Sword number one is all yours, mate.
Well, it's going in. This is
sword visual. Number one going in. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So, what is the weirdest thing you've ever done?
Weirdest thing I've ever done is done a podcast where I have to put a sword into a pirate.
That's it. It's relevant. Sword number two.
I'm putting sword number two in.
What is the worst film you've ever made?
All Dogs Go to Heaven 2.
Wrong. It was Love Actually. Oh. Right, put another sword in.
Do you know that you can now watch it in the cinema with an orchestra? Anyway, I'm putting this...
All Dogs Go to Heaven 2 with an orchestra?
That would be better. No, it was Love Actually. Well, I'm putting another one in. There it goes.
Du-du-du-du. Oh, it popped! Oh, wow. You've been listening to Pop-Up Pirate Pop with me, AMJ, and this guy.
Hello, whatever he said at the beginning.
It's not at all. It's Small Screen Nostalgia. Ah.
Let's go. What came first? Operation Pop-Up Pirate or Buckaroo? Because it's the same thing, isn't it? It's
just basically the same thing at all.
It is the same thing.
How is it the same thing? How is like Operation the same as Buckaroo?
But Buckaroo is like Pop-Up Pirate, where you have to keep...
How is it like Pop-Up Pirate? Or the guy does jump out of bed at you, does he? And put a patch over his eye. What are you on about?
He is. He's back on the NHS.
Are you suggesting because they make noises?
Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting.
What came first? Music or the orchestra?
If you want to go and see Love Actually, the orchestra. The Apollo, apparently.
It would be a lovely evening out. A lovely evening. Do you like Love Actually?
I like bits of it. I like the bit with Bill Nighy and Gregor Fisher. But the whole bit with Colin Farrell with him not being able to speak English. No, we cut that bit out. It's fine.
I like the Sugar Babes song in it, which gets forgotten. Too lost in you. What a lyric. What a lyric. I'm too lost in you. Tune. I think that film has become one of the biggest Christmas films ever.
You're listening to Small Screen Christmas. Whee!
Whee! Ding dong, Marilyn.
With the guy from my family going to America and thinking all American people want to shag English people. Englishmen.
And in that film they did. Good old Nick.
So how's your big week been?
It's been all right. I did a gig with you.
You did?
On Tuesday.
Mm.
Did you have fun? We went over to have a brewery tour.
We did. We went backstage at the brewery tour. I said at the time, I wasn't sure if we'd just done breaking and entering into the other shop, but we hadn't.
We had a great time. We had a great time. Great gig, great people. Not much has happened, but I'm very, very tired. I'm at that level, and I'm thinking, like, it is Friday now, though, isn't it?
It is Friday. Well, it's Monday. It's Monday when the podcast comes out. Come on.
It's time. Monday. It's Monday in your ears, but Friday in our world.
Friday in our hearts.
Yeah, and our soul.
Sorry,
I'm just chewing on a vocal zone. I know it's not professional, but you want the full AMJ, don't you?
Still want the full AMJ. Nothing, the guy in the front row didn't ruin my monkey bit by me bringing out Wayne Rooney and going, all right, Wayne. And he went, all right, Wayne. And he just put me off. No one's ever done that before.
He was just really into it, mate. He was just really into your bit.
You didn't tell me Campbell was on as well.
Nah, I thought I'd save that as a little surprise. A little surprise for all of us.
Try to think of another one. It'd been funny if it was me, Campbell, El Baldino, and another magician. Paul Zerdan was closing.
That'd be hell of a bill. I'd watch that.
Well, we
Paul
didn't
Zerdan's
watch...
not a magician.
Yes, he is, isn't he? Or have I got him with someone else?
He's a ventriloquist.
No. Like, I've just done something very silly, which is I've just Googled magician and said Paul. And obviously, the first one to come up is Paul Daniels.
Yeah, yeah. It's always going to be Daniels first.
I thought there's another commit. Oh, anyway, when Chris has worked it out when he's edited it, this is the name of the magician he was thinking of.
Hi, past Chris, you were thinking of Paul Zine, and he is an English stage and TV magician, comedian, presenter and writer. He is the author of 3 books on magic, proposition bets and practical jokes, and an expert on the history of magic and magicians. Variety. MJ was thinking of Paul Zerdan. Paul Zerdan is a British comedian and ventriloquist from London. He was the winner of the 10th season of America's Got Talent. Thank you. Now back to the show.
Ah, that is very good, Chris. Yes.
You can't say that's very good, Chris, so future Chris then looks amazing.
It does. I like future Chris. He's not here at the moment, but he'll be here later.
He will be. Oh, he's here now. Oh, he's gone. Oh, he's here.
I've been listening back to the old Christmas specials. From last year, the ongoing rivalry between me and Santa.
Do you think he'll come back this year?
I think he will do. Also, I think that Mr. Kipling from last week's episode sounding a lot like Santa.
I'll be honest, it's almost like I've only got one voice.
He's like, hello, it's me, Mr. Kipling. It's like, oh, that's the same voice.
That's how Mr. Kipling would sound, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, he would.
Like, I'm putting together a TikTok video. Because I found a notebook, and on the last day of work in the old people's hut, I asked all the old people that I work with to give me some life advice.
Yeah.
And one of them, and I quote, was stay away from Mr. Kipling's cakes, they've gone downhill. And the other was never buy a telescope from Debenhams. So it's going to be quite the video. Look forward to that.
Whoa! So what do we watch this week?
We watched Rip Off Britain.
Good. Can you talk about it for a second while I just put the plug in? My laptop might go off.
So Rip Off Britain, if you've never watched it before, is a British show, which is a consumer-based show where people go online and then they write into the television show and they discuss about stuff that have ripped them off in the past. It could be TV companies, it could be the local butchers, but basically it's people who have ripped them off in a rip-off Britain.
Why did you pick this for?
I thought it'd be funny. I thought I like these kind of shows because it reminds me of Short Change, which we've done on this, where it used to be.
I've got a problem with McDonald's. The saver menu used to be £2.99 and now it's £3.10.
And they'd get a full TV crew to go down there and to annoy people on minimum wage and say, why has this injustice happened? This was quite serious in points.
I forgot about the Short Change.
I don't. I love Short Change. It was one of the best shows ever written. I think Otis's best work.
You suggested this and I was like, for the first time ever, I thought, why? Why have you suggested this for?
What is your opinion? Have you ever been ripped off?
Yes. Someone bought some tickets to go to Alton Towers with my money once.
With your money?
Yes, with my money.
Oh, well, that's being scammed. That's not being ripped off.
They got a fast pass to the beginning, to the front of the queue, apparently, then. That's what they bought with it.
When did you realise that you weren't at Alton Towers?
No, I didn't go. No, they...
No, but when did you realise... Was there like a part of you when you looked at your bank statement and you looked at it going, Foster's,
train ticket,
Foster's. Lap Dogs Club, Foster's, ticket to Alton Towers Fast Pass?
Yeah, well, I used to, in the old days, if I got an iTunes thing that came up, I was really bad about it and think, Oh, I have to log back into my iTunes account again. But I've worked out after all these years that, no, if you get an email saying, hello, your email address, you have need to log back in for security reasons, that is probably a scam.
Yeah, those are the worst, aren't they? Those scams are getting clever. You look at some of them and think, this is...
Fuck you!
Surely they'd want me to transfer £1,000 into another account. And if anyone saw my banking, would know full well... There isn't £1,000 in there.
You just told everyone what bank you're with.
Oh, can you edit that out?
No, I'm leaving
please,
it.
Please. No. Oh, come on, Chris. come on.
I'll bleep it out. I'll keep the conversation in, but I'll bleep out which bank it was.
You bleep it out. But yeah, so it's easy to get scammed, I feel. Easier than it was. Especially easier for old people. Because like when they're on the phone, it's someone to talk to.
Mm.
And it's and the one I don't like is the one, have you seen this one? The one that like texts older people going, this is your son, can you transfer some money over?
I've had that message.
That's ticket. Have you?
I've had messages going, hi, mum. I've broken my phone. Can you get me on WhatsApp, please? And you're like, what? Well, you've got that wrong on a few levels.
Yeah. Anyone who tried that scam on me would know the average time it takes my parents to respond to any message is at least 2 days. there'd be no way of if it was an emergency, the first person I message is my mum. Love her to pieces. Wonderful woman. But there is no chance she'd be straight on it.
But the host of it was Angela Rippon and Gloria Hunniford. And Julia Somerville, which she's the only one I'm not aware of.
And let's just point out, this wasn't 1975.
No, actually, this was a couple of years ago.
So we've hit a stride with this one. And the thing is, this was a holiday special. Now, I worked in the holiday industry for many, many years.
Did you?
And when I did. I don't bring it up. But when people say they've been scammed and stuff, I've seen them scam the holiday industry. Mm. I've seen people come on holiday, on a £10 holiday, complain, and then try and get a free holiday out of it because there was no linen in their room. It's like you paid £10, you cheapskates. I've witnessed it all. I've witnessed the blackmail. I've witnessed people trying to bung me money to win at the bingo. I witnessed it all. So I watched this with a very, very evolved pair of eyes, thinking, who's trying to rip off the holiday industry? And then one of the first stories was about a bloke whose medication was left on a plate.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
He should have had it in his pocket, or he should have gone on with it, or he had it in his carry-on luggage. Why was it in his suitcase for?
I do think of stuff like that as well. Going on, you are allowed medication on the plane, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's like, well, it couldn't have been that dangerous. And then it just, what about that life-saving medicine? Have you got that, Keith? Now put it in the old suitcase. Nothing's going to happen whilst I'm on the plane.
They won't lose it or anything.
I like these shows because every now and then you look at it and think, no, you deserve that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Hey,
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome back. But mainly, this was all about lost luggage the whole time.
Yeah, and it wasn't what I wanted.
What did
I wanted
you
more want? Out of it. I thought it was going to be funny. I thought some plumber would have come around someone's house. They would have given them £5,000 and they'd never come to do the work. One of them.
Well, I can only apologise. I just picked the first one I saw and then went, oh, it's all about holidays.
Well, I don't know if that was a thing. But those used to be the favourite. Or there was a series for a while called The Worst, where some guy went round and reviewed the worst everything and reviewed the worst toilet in the UK as well. That was quite an episode. when you've got to that level of entertainment. But holidays are weird and stressful anyway, right? You don't need them being ruined. I like these when they turn up to, like, say, Tenerife. Imagine if you were going to Tenerife, maybe for a big comedy show where they've lied about the acts that are on. But imagine if you were going to Tenerife or something like that.
Yes.
And then it's not built.
They've sent you a picture of a villa and they've got there and going, yeah, it's going to be built in a couple of years. You can have it, but not now.
You could have the tent.
The tent.
Imagine that you could have the small little tent on the side.
Oh, yeah, the builder's tent. Going, here's Keith. All right, Keith, you have to stay with him.
Genuine story. A mate of mine worked for a company abroad, and I won't say the company, but they had a big Disney show, they had a big musical show, and 2 days before opening, someone from a certain agency came in and said, you can't just put on the works of Disney without a permit. And they had to pull everything, so the guests literally had no entertainment for the week, where someone hadn't checked where they had no Disney licenses. Why would you think you could do that?
Mr. Walt Disney is a very shrewd... He likes you to pay if you're going to use his images. If you're an ice cream man or something, you can't just draw Mickey on the side of your van.
You can't. And I'll be honest, Walt's earned that right. A good, honest company like Walt Disney have earned the right to charge people for using their images. I'm joking, of course. I love Walt Disney. I'm sorry I chose this.
Also been a scammed another time-ish by being on Instagram. Get a little message pop up. Never guess who it is. It's only Jennifer Aniston. She's going.
Jennifer Aniston.
She's saying thank you for being a fan of mine. I've got a movie coming up, but I can't afford to pay the crew. Could you give me some money, please? I was going.
Also, I love the person who's designed that as well. Going, they're being this like Jennifer Aniston's in charge of paying the crew. She's there doing the pay slips on the Monday in the little brown packet.
So I went, all right, Jennifer, I'll pop the money over. There you go. Also, one other thing. Do you also know that you've also got another account that's got 1 million followers and this one's got 4? I'm not sure if you know that might be a bit different or not.
Jennifer, is this actually you, Jen? Jen!
The worst one was on TikTok the other week when someone said, you're a huge fan of me. I had no clue who it was. It was some American actress that I've never heard of before.
What a weird thing to say, thank you for being a huge fan of me. What an absolute dickhead statement. Thank you. Thank you for liking me and everything I do. yeah. Fuck off.
It's like the
even if Robert Smith said that, thank you for being a huge fan of me. Mm. I can't afford to pay the boys on the forthcoming tour, so could you send us some money and some eyeliner? I'd be like, no, Robert. Now you've mentioned that I'm a huge fan of you, I have to deal with that, and we'll have to go our separate ways. There will be a type of disintegration between us.
It's like the other scam they have with dating. Oh, I thought I was going to marry a captain, and then you look at his profile picture, and it's Captain Birdseye, and thinking, well, you deserve everything you get, love.
It's Captain Birdseye.
Yeah.
I love the way in your world someone can just get married straight away on the app.
They can. On the apps, they can.
On the apps. Great fun on the app.
You can judge out the age of the viewers of Rip Off Britain because they had a P.O. box address to send your letters to.
I like that as well. I like someone being fuming, absolute angry. And you know they're angry because they can take the time to write a letter.
Well, that was the old days, wasn't it? Nowadays, just send a tweet on Twitter X. And but now, before then, you have to. That's how you say it. That's how you have to say it.
Do you ever feel as well like it's too easy to message people nowadays?
It is. Well, I could message Jennifer Aniston and say to her, "I think someone's trying to rip me off, love." Could you? But what I didn't like about this program was the fact that it just got me worried about next time I travel, I might lose my bag.
Have you ever lost a bag whilst traveling?
No, I've never really worried about it until now.
I'm quite obsessive with it, like
you
the
rip
bag.
Off bitches,
you rip off bitches.
I don't like them. They're no Joe Lycett, are they?
They are no Joe Lycett.
Where's Mark Silcox?
They need them all.
You can track your luggage with a tracker.
Yeah.
If it's got lost. But my thing is that if it's lost, like, you know, you go to Magaluf for a comedy gig that has been overprepared, yeah, and they actually haven't got any big stars on it like they said they would.
Well, I don't think that. Don't be silly, Chris. That wouldn't happen. People wouldn't start up a big gig in Magaluf and say there's loads of comedy stars when there isn't comedy stars and slag off someone on the drive there. That would be ridiculous behaviour from someone who is so mature.
No, they wouldn't do that. Anyway, then they get...
They're better than that.
This isn't my point. Then you get a phone call going, oh, your luggage is still in Manchester where you came from. So you've got a tracker on your phone to track your suitcase. And it's like, well, I've tracked it. It's at the airport. That doesn't really help finding where it is completely, does it?
No, not at all. You've got a tracker on it. There you go. Off you go, you scam.
It's like I've got some quite expensive Bluetooth headphones at the moment. I've only said at the moment because probably I might break them and lose them. It's got a tracker on it to stay where it is. But I don't take them out of the house. So it just says it's in your house. And I thought, well, I know that. I want to know exactly where in the house it is. If it goes bathroom, I'm going to the bathroom.
I wish I had a tracker on my Bluetooth case. Because the earphones I'm wearing, as you can see, are the trusty ones, like the new ones I bought. And I got off the train the other day, tapped my pocket and thought, oh, fuck, where's the charging case? And it had slipped out. And I had the headphones, yet no means to charge them. I had to go on eBay and find the exact same case because they don't sell separate cases. How is that? That's a rip-off. That is rip-off Britain. How can you sell a £90 pair of headphones but not sell like a new case? So you have to buy the whole set again.
Yeah, you think the headphones are the expensive bit, not the case.
Yeah, so I had to buy this JBL off eBay. Luckily, it works.
So we'd be like, Dear Angela Rippon.
Dear Angela Rippon.
You'll probably get a letter
tell
back.
Tell JBL.
You'll get a letter back in 5 months going, we're sorry, but most of our viewers don't know what JBL speakers are. So we can't report on this. If it's something about Saga, then maybe.
We're all going on a Saga holiday.
But did you hear the information they said about Luxembourg?
Luxembourg, land of hats.
You could travel there and then for quite cheaply, apparently. And they've got free trains that you don't have to pay for. It's like, oh, why can't this be England?
Oh, man. Well, where's the excitement of paying a lot for a train? And then it being midnight and thinking, oh, I'm just about to get on the last train and go, so it's a rail replacement bus. And then the driver saying, do we need to stop everywhere? Going, yeah, because it's a rail replacement. I hate the rail replacement bus.
But at least you get home.
Yeah, I did get home. Did you get home all right the other night?
I did. I quite enjoyed sitting on the... don't know what it was. I think normally, because if I'm on my own, I don't like taking liberties and taking the table. I sit in sit on my own seat. But because we were sat there, I was like, oh, I get to sit in the guilt-free, because like, I did have people with me and now they've left.
Yeah, I'm there usually, feet up, cigar.
I will not be confused.
What? Yeah, you will.
Will be by my note.
I will not be confused.
Now, that bloke who left his car at a car rental place while he went on holiday, I thought they'd just lose it. They didn't. It just, someone smashed it up, didn't they?
Yeah, that's quite extreme, isn't it? And WeSmashAnyCar.com.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, it got lost by the company. And then it said afterwards, they said, well, now our premises have now got CCTV. I was like, we should have had CCTV in the first place.
Yeah. And now, I love it when they make the amendments afterwards, like that's what the person who's made the complaint wants. And we're looking into it. What do you mean you're fucking looking into it?
You can't get your sound back.
No, I can't. I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
Yeah.
So that's clearly the app, because you can hear me on this.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's all right.
During the show, you have lots of things where they're saying, to say, small screen nostalgia. Not to be confused with other companies with a similar name.
I like it.
Which came up a lot, which was like, oh, class windows. Not to be confused with classy windows or window class. Or anyway, yes.
Well, they clearly had a massive falling out with the company in the past.
Yes. So, what do you want to give? What do you want to give off? Rip off Britain.
I want to give it 4 travel agents out of 10.
4 travel agents out of 10.
Hooray!
So I think that's right. Well, it's all right. It's no Watchdog.
Yeah, it is no Watchdog. It was trying its hardest to be Watchdog.
But I don't like Matt's all right when he does Watchdog, because he decides he's going to do jokes. I thought we don't need jokes. Just get on with it. Give us what's it called? The thing.
Give us a thing.
Give us a thing.
Give us a thing, everyone. Give us the thing.
Consumer advice. Just give it to us.
Yeah.
You don't have to do jokes. You got Joe Lycett.
Sometimes. Yeah, we've got Joe Lycett for jokes. Yeah. Don't need you. But I don't know, it was one of those shows that I thought this would be funny.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
And it was not. But we had a go, everyone. We had a go.
We did. So let's
lock
it
in.
When he came across a company called Car Parking Birmingham Airport, not to be confused with companies of similar names. Ding, ding.
Was Rip Off Britain with 4, whatever he said.
Travel agents.
Next week, Doctor Who, because it's the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who. We're going to watch an awful episode of Doctor Who.
Marvellous.
Right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.